I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. To be successful, every nonprofit needs to be able to face some harsh realities when operating a nonprofit organization in today's world. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you is nonprofits fail to hire rock stars. They fail to hire rock stars that are passionate about their mission and really champion the mission. Someone that is really diligent. I've seen where I've worked with nonprofits where the person that is in charge of an event can't write a press release. They can't, they have spelling and error mistakes and grammar mistakes. They don't know how to write a fundraising letter. They fail at writing a sponsorship letter. You need to hire rock stars that can deliver and over-deliver in that particular field of your organization. Let's face it, you are competing with 9,000 other nonprofit organizations for the same dollars. Now, if your sponsorship letter looks like crap and you can't get it out to the people, or even if you got it to the people and they're not going to open it, or they get it and they open it and they throw it away because it's garbage, I've seen it. I've seen where you're an organization where you're going to ask for this money, but your ask is so ridiculous that it doesn't entice the sponsor. They think it's a joke, and so they pitch it right in the trash where it belongs. Because if you're not pumping out good content and you don't have a good person behind that, the person that's a rock star sending out that message to a company, when they have questions, that particular person that you put in that position in your organization is not going to have the answers. They're not going to have the expertise. They're not going to have done their due diligence. They're just licking and sticking a stamp and mailing a letter, and that is not cool. Organizations don't like that, and businesses don't like that. Sponsorship organizations don't like that. So hire key players. Hire somebody that is a rock star in that particular niche. Now, your organization, yeah, you have a small staff, but if you don't have a marketing department, don't think the person that mops the floor is going to do your social media management and get that message out there for you. You need to hire a rock star, somebody that knows how to handle social media, someone that knows how to answer messages coming in from Instagram or Twitter or any of your Facebook messengers or from your bots. If you don't have a bot created for your fundraising in your organization, create a bot. Go to mannychats.com. Get a Mannychat bot. Get it out there, Maya. And subscribe. $14 a month. Get your donor link from DonorBox. Get it out there. DonorBox.org, and get it going. Create a funnel on ClickFunnels, ClickFunnels.com. Create a way for you and your organization to be fundraising on autopilot. Start having these people that work for you, get them the knowledge, the training, the assets, the tools. Empower them so that they can champion the mission and go out there. Encourage learning. Don't stop learning. Just because they came in knowing a few things, there's so much more to fundraising than just day-to-day grind. And I know that you're sliced across the board with a lot of different things to do and a lot of different chores and tasks and missions, but you got to be clear. You got to put people where they're experts, put them in that field so that they can serve your company to the best, to your nonprofit to the best, so that you can stand apart from the other 9,000 nonprofits that are out there. So thank you for listening to Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Remember, if you like this podcast, go ahead, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, share this message, leave us a comment, send us a message at maya@upthebiz.com. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Maya McNulty, your host, Fundraising Secrets. We'll catch you next time. Want more great content? head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.